One of the nice things that can be said of James Garfield is that, during an age when nearly every politician stole something, Garfield helped himself to relatively little. He was a pious man, a devout disciple of Christ, and a lay preacher. But the excesses of the Gilded Age tempered his moralism and made him a much more complex, contradictory figure. His colleagues in the House considered him brilliant and likable, if also weak and inconsistent. His great intelligence permitted him to fathom the intricacies of complex public policy, but it also caused him to second-guess himself, and often back no course at all. He sympathized, for example, with the liberals who supported hard money, free trade, and civil service reform. But when reformers revolted against the Republican machine in 1872, a timid Garfield waited on the sidelines. After his presidential nomination in 1880, Garfield told several party factions, most notably Roscoe Conkling stalwarts, exactly what they wanted to hear when it came to patronage appointments. This strategy helped him win the election, but it also crippled the early days of his administration, when the party bosses came to collect and Garfield refused to hand over the goods. No matter how well Garfield understood the minutiae of government policy, he couldn't get anything done so long as men like Conkling, feeling betrayed, roiled the waters of Congress. Courageously, Garfield took on Conkling and prevailed, but he never got the chance to spend the political capital he'd won. Instead, on July 2, 1881, less than 4 months after his inauguration, Garfield was shot in the back at a Washington railroad station. His assassin, Charles Guiteau, was a deranged stalwart who'd been turned down for a patronage job just 2 months earlier. After Garfield's death, reformers who'd recently denounced him as a shady politician quickly accepted him as a noble martyr to the cause of civil service reform, such as politics. The truth is that Garfield was probably a little bit of both.